Some time ago, my daughter was watching television and saw an exhibition of strength by a man from Finland. He was pulling an incredibly heavy object along the road using a rope that he held in his teeth. Becky, my daughter, was absolutely amazed. Her oldest daughter, Joy, was in her room, and Becky asked her to come out and see this amazing feat of strength, of muscle and teeth. Joy came out and watched for a while. "Isn't that incredible?" her mom said. Joy didn't seem all that impressed. She watched for a few more minutes, turned to her mom and said, "Yes, he's very strong, but where is he going?" Good question. Good question for each of us to ask ourselves, and a good question for the church as well. Yes, the church is going through history, carrying a heavy load, but where is she going? Why is she doing all those things? What is her purpose? As you and I study the scriptures, there are three things that stand out as to the work and purpose of the church. First and foremost is to worship God and glorify Him on the earth. God inhabits the praise of His people. The Apostle Paul told the Ephesians in Ephesians 4, 1 through 6, "As He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, to the praise of the glory of His grace." The Bible says that God chose us for His glory. He is pleased when His people gather to sing His praise and glorify His name. The second purpose of God for the church is to evangelize the world with the gospel. And the early church understood this well and accepted her mandate enthusiastically. The Bible says, "And daily in the temple and in every house they never ceased to teach and preach Jesus Christ. And the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem." They were sharing the gospel. Now the third purpose of the church is to provide a means whereby each Christian can become fully mature in Christ. And God has appointed leadership to help Christians of all ages become rooted and grounded in Christ, to become established in the faith. Worship, evangelism, Christian maturity. That's our purpose. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.